This election is about the future. We've been told it's the change election, and people certainly did start off wanting change. We've got change, whether we like it or not. There will be massive changes. There will be huge numbers of new MPs in the House of Commons, most of them who do not know the job and will spend a number of years trying to find that out. What it's about is the future. We've got huge challenges ahead of us. We've got challenges in terms of climate change, of how to make us secure in energy, how to make us secure in the production of our food, how to look after our ageing population, and also how can we make this a fairer and more equal society. These are the big challenges of the future. As we move into the last day of campaigning, we're told that there are still 4 out of 10 people who have not made up their minds on how to vote. That is an extremely serious situation, and it means that the whole of this election is completely unpredictable. The advice that I would give to anybody who still has not made up their mind is that it is incredibly important to look at the quality of the candidates standing in your individual constituency, as well as looking at the party policies as a whole. One of the most useful tools that there is for this is a new survey which has been brought out by Democracy Club. If you go onto your website and you look for www.theyworkforyou.com, you will come up with this survey. It's questions which have been asked of the candidates in your constituency. You put in your postcode, you answer the questions yourself, and you compare those results with what the other candidates have said. And this will give you a prediction of the best fit for you. Obviously, that's not the end of the matter, because you may feel that the person that you selected can't win and you've got to compromise in terms of working out who is the best person to vote for in your constituency. It may come down to a straight choice between a Labour and a Conservative candidate. And you have to look at that. You have to think, who has got the best recipes for the future? Are we going to get the future that we want by planning it and trying to work with the wide range of the population? Or can we rely on the market to actually deliver us the kind of future that we want? One of the strong messages which I'm picking up is that people really want politicians to work with each other far better than they have been doing in the past. And they also want much more of a voice for us the voters. And I think that is something that we have to make sure happens in the future. We have to actually continue to be interested in what the politicians are doing and realise that we have a role in this. This is about getting the future that we want, and we have to be part of that process.